We are now joined by Michael Ian Black. Very funny. He's written a book. We'll get into that in a minute. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I'm going to begin by asking you the island questions. You're going to go spend the rest of your life on a deserted island. You can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Snickers.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's our number one answer.
Classic.
You can take one kind of food. What would it be?
Pizza.
Nice. Nice.
Get that a lot. You can take one album. What will it be?
Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks.
Ooh.
Nice. One movie. What will it be?
Miller's Crossing by the Coen Brothers.
You can take, for conversation's sake, one person, dead or alive, and they'll be alive when you're on the island, somebody that you're interested in talking to. Who will it be?
I'll go with Bill Clinton.
Nice. Interesting. The sexual stories alone.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you get a little of everything with the big dog. You know what I mean?
Okay, and so for sexual gratification, dead or alive, you can take anybody you want. You cannot answer with wife or significant other.
Right. I'll also go with Bill Clinton.
Yes!
Now, Michael has written a book. The book is Michael Ian Black and Naval Gazing, True Tales of Bodies, Mostly Mine, but Also My Mom's, which I know sounds weird. So what are we going to get when we read this book, Michael?
Well, hopefully, first and foremost, you will get laughs. And then secondly, you will also get a lot of pathos and heart. It's a book about my mom's health woes, my own health insecurities, not even health insecurities, just sort of vanity insecurities about thinning hair and getting fat and having gross feet. And look, you'll learn all about my mom's sex life, which I know you've been dying to find out about.
And that'll be in the creepy section. So now I see that you've written and made several movies, and I've written screenplays my own self. When you set out to write a screenplay, do you do a big blueprint like before you start? Oh, you don't?
No, I'm not one. I get too bored if I sit down and have to outline every single thing. And consequently, I've had very little success in the screenwriting world.
So you literally are writing the screenplay and you yourself don't know where it's going.
Often what I'll do is I will have a premise and I will have some idea of the ending. And then you write towards the ending. And then sometimes the ending can change and sometimes the premise can change. But you sort of know kind of where you're driving towards before I sit down. But no, I don't have everything mapped out.
Now, for somebody like yourself who is in entertainment and you do a little bit of everything, you do stand up, you write screenplays, you make movies, you do television. If you could only do one thing in entertainment, what would it be?
Now, do I have to take into consideration payment?
I think it should be whatever is
purest,
most satisfying. Yeah.
Probably writing. Oh. Probably writing.
Really? I thought you were going to say stand-up.
Me too.
No. I get sick of stand-up very quickly. Like, I was just on tour for the last 5 months or so, and by the end of it, I was just totally burnt out. But I don't get burnt out on writing. And the thing about writing is it encompasses everything. So I can write jokes, or I can write more serious stuff, or I can write TV, or I can write movies. So it sort of provides the broadest possible platform for me.
Now, rock and roll stars always say, the traveling is the worst, but being on stage makes it worthwhile. Do you not agree with that?
I do agree with that when it's going well on stage. When it's not going well, then the travel seems pretty good in comparison.
And isn't it odd that you can go up on, say, Friday night, do your act, and it kills. Mm-hmm. You go up again the next night on Saturday, and it's the same act, and it dies.
Well, yes. And, you know, you get to a certain point where, you know, I'm never going to bomb in that way. But actually, I take that back. I just did the other night. My arrogance got ahead of my reality. There are times where it happens, but rarely. It rarely happens. But yes, you will definitely notice a difference from one show to the next. And it's not even necessarily, at least in terms of stand-up, that they're enjoying it less. That's what you learn. It's that there's just a different air in the room. Sometimes it's the difference of one person in the audience who just laughs louder and it gets other people laughing. And sometimes you just have a quieter audience. It doesn't doesn't mean that they're enjoying it less. Hey, at least that's what I tell myself anyway.
That's probably good. That helps you sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Michael, I am such a huge fan of yours, and Mikey on the board over here and I, we're obsessed with Wet Hot American Summer, the movie, show, everything. And I grew up on The State, on your sketch comedy show, just like so many people. Did that influence your stand-up and the way you perform? Because that's such a group mentality with all of you.
Well, The State was the sketch comedy show that I co-created with my friends back in college, and then we ended up with our own show on MTV for a while. And everything that I've done subsequently has been very much informed by those friends and that experience and that show, because we were so young that we were really teaching each other everything that we know. And so, for good or for bad, I mean, I developed good habits and bad habits with The State. And so everything in my life subsequently, professionally, springs from there.
Yeah, and can I also tell you that I own the book, State by State?
Oh, you do?
State, I'm never letting that go.
Oh, good, thanks.
We have been speaking with Michael Ian Black. His new book, Michael Ian Black and Navel Gazing, True Tales of Bodies, Mostly Mine, but Also My Mom's, which I know sounds weird. It is a former bestseller, and he's got this brand new book out. Michael, thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. Would love us to meet soon.
I would love us to get together, maybe at your place.
You don't want me to know where you live, right? Michael, the best to you, and good luck with the book.
Thank you.